Welcome to Positive Parenting with Olu. I am Olu. You're listening to the Tuesday tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids and also help you to improve your relationship with them. Because we all know it's not easy being a parent, whether it's a toddler or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children. Because as we all know, young children will grow with a secured and healthy attachment to their parents stand a better chance to develop happy and content relationship with others in their life. So if you know someone who can benefit from this, please share this message with them. And also, please subscribe. So, here we go. Today, I am going to be talking about how to stop bedwetting. Yes, it's possible. So, I will quickly tell you a story first, and I will now share some practical tips that could help you. Alright, so here we go. Funke Otuntitole, meaning in English, Funke, you have wet the bed again. I woke up with a loud noise, followed with a big slap on my face. It was my mom trying to wake me up after I had had an accident. Bedwet. I was 10 then. I won't be able to share the gory details of what I had to go through because it is considered child abuse now. My youngest son also stopped wetting the bed at age 10. So I get it, parents. I often hear stories from parents about their kids bedwetting as well. So bedwetting can be very frustrating and annoying for parents, especially if you have a child that is still bedwetting at 12 years old. By age 7, children are expected to have stopped bedwetting, although some children continue to bedwet due to medical reasons. However, today's talk is about kids who bedwet due to laziness and reluctance to wake up to go to the bathroom and pee. Today, I am going to talk about some steps on how to stop bedwetting before your children are 10. You can use this method if your child is still bedwet at 11 and over. You may think that bedwetting should be addressed before children turn 7, but developmentally speaking, at age 7 is about when we start to get concerned about it. So, what causes bedwetting? According to one Dr. Barbara, it comes down to two primary causes. Number one, a deficiency in antidropic hormone, which is the hormone that wakes us up when we are sleeping. The other causes has to do with deep sleeping. So, laziness is one of the reasons why some kids wet bed because they can't be bothered to get up and go to the toilet. In my research, I learned that there is a part of our brain that talks to our body when it is time to pee. We all understand the urge we get when our bladder is full and we have to go ease ourselves. That's the communication between our brain and our body. However, because children who are bedwetters are in deep sleep, they get the message or feelings, but their body do not think it's important enough to get up, so they ignore it and have accident on the bed. In order to help manage our child's bedwetting habits, you have to train your child to stand up whenever she feels the need to pee in the night. For this to work, you need to be able to follow through and stick to it until you get the result you want. So, how are you going to do that? I need you to know this. You need to be positive. It requires positivity and commitment for this to work. Okay, so firstly, you need to stay positive. This is really important because the reality is that so many accidents will happen before things get better. And positivity will be needed so as to not get frustrated with your child, yourself and your child. Secondly, make sure they go to the bathroom twice before they go to bed. This is called double urinating. Thirdly, you need to buy a bedwetting alarm, an underpant alarm, alarm system. Set an alarm for every 2 hours so you can wake up your child to go to pee. With some practice, you get to the point where the alarm wakes the child up. And with some practice, the alarm won't be needed because the internal alarm, the feelings that comes from the bladder wakes, it wakes the child up when they need to go. I want you guys to know this. The alarm that you got may not wake the child, but it should wake you up. So you are able to wake the child up to go and use the loo at night. When you do this enough and keep practicing this, your child will start to wake up. You have to do this with positivity sorry, and commitment, because it could take anywhere from 3 to 4 nights, even up to 10 to 15 nights to get result. It doesn't happen overnight, and be ready for one or more bedwetting accidents. Be ready for that. Expect that, parents. So my final thought, dear parent, there is no need for you to punish or shame your child because they bedwet. Remember, it was an accident. Your child already feels ashamed and sorry, which is why most of them hide their wet clothes away from you. It also causes low self-esteem. Most girls with wet bed would not want to go on school trip or on sleepovers because they wouldn't want to be embarrassed. So parents, all you need to do is help and support them. If you stay committed and positive, it will pass. Your children need your help, so help them. No more excuses, because we know better now. Also, because we are intentional parents. So, also, about hygiene. I forgot to mention that about hygiene. You need to teach them how to look after themselves. When they wet themselves, you teach them how to clean themselves, wash their bed sheet, and bath properly. So, you need to be sure that you help them with their hygiene. Okay, so this is where I am going to stop. If you have any questions, please don't go to our Facebook group, or you can go to Positive Parenting with Olu on Facebook, where you'll find other content like this. Thank you for listening, and happy parenting. Bye.